The Phoenix and the Carpet by E. Nesbitt. It began with the day when it was almost the 5th of November, and a doubt arose as to the quality of the fireworks laid in for the Guy Fawkes celebration.
"They were jolly cheap," said Robert. "And suppose they didn't go off on the night?"
"The ones I got are all right," Jane said. "I know they are."
"But look here," said Robert. "Don't you think we ought to sample the fireworks? Just shut our eyes and each draw one out, and then try them?"
"But it's raining," said Jane.
"We needn't go out to do them. We can just move back the table and let them off on the old tea tray we play toboggans with," said Robert. "It would be something to do," Cyril owned with languid approval.
So the table was moved back, and then all the fireworks were put on the table, and each of the four children shut its eyes very tight and put out its hand and grasped something. Robert took a cracker. Cyril and Anthea had Roman candles, but Jane's fat paw closed on the gem of the whole collection, the jack-in-the-box, and one, at least, declared that Jane had done it on purpose.
"I didn't mean to," said Jane, near tears. "I don't care. I'll draw another."
"You know jolly well you can't," said Cyril bitterly. "It's settled. You've done it. And you'll have to..."